The saint we celebrate today in the Franciscan order, Saint Didicus, is the patron saint of all Franciscan brothers, especially in the, you know, in the friars. There are priests and brothers. He is a special saint, patron saint of all those who are brothers in the Franciscan order. And you may say, well, I'm not familiar with that name of Didicus, but he is probably more familiar to you than you would think. And that in the Franciscan Book of Saints, it says that San Diego is named after Saint Didicus. Diego is the Spanish of Didicus. And that when the Franciscan missionaries came to California, they named that particular mission after Saint Didicus, who was canonized in the 15th century. He was born in 1400. And is one of the saints of the truly Catholic Reformation, you might say. He was one of those saints that God raised up at the time, shortly after the Protestant revolt, to help foster what is true sanctity, what is true following of Christ, and mainly by the humility of his hidden life. You know, many people make excuses. You know, I'd be a saint, but, you know, make all these excuses. If I lived in a, you know, if I lived in a castle, or if I had an easier life, or all these excuses we may make. You know, if I were only, you know, if I wasn't married, I should have joined the convent or something. Maybe something they make excuses, or they have all these things that they say why they aren't yet a saint, or why they're not striving for holiness. And really, there's no excuse, because wherever state in life we are, whatever God places us, you know, Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say, bloom where you're planted. Wherever you are, that's where you begin your sanctity. That's where you begin your call to holiness, in the where you're placed in life. Whether you're in a slum or in a rich house, wherever God places you at the beginning of your life, or wherever you are, is the where you need to start on the road to holiness, because God's grace is there for you. Saint Didicus, as a young man, probably as a teenager, felt called to become a Franciscan. He became a tertiary, third order member, and then he went off and lived as a hermit for quite a while. And then eventually he decided he wanted to be, it says in the biography of him, that he wanted to strive for greater sanctity. So he went and joined the First Order, wanted to live in a community life. Maybe he realized that to live with others might be a greater challenge for him to become a saint than just living by himself. But he did enter the First Order, and they sent him, as he volunteered, to the Canary Islands, where he was a missionary for a long time, and eventually became, even as a brother, the superior of the house there. The thing about Saint Didicus that is most noteworthy is that although he was not a learned man, he didn't go off to university to learn theology. He learned many wise things. He was a man of great wisdom because of his prayer life. God revealed many deep insights and great learning, all came to him in his life of prayer. So much so that popes and even great noblemen sought him out to seek his advice on spiritual matters. And this is the way in which you might say God humbles the strong and the wise of this world by choosing those who are lowborn and considered, as you know, the scripture says, kind of the scum, you know, not anyone important, to show that his grace is made available to all who have the humility to lower themselves, and he will raise them up. I remember our novice master used to tell us that it's important in the spiritual life to remain small, to remain little. He says, when you're little, the devil can't find you, because he's always proud. His head is always looking up, because that's where he is. And he says, if you remain small, he can't see you. Remain little. He says, it's when you raise your head up and think you're big, that's when the devil finds you and he can whack you. And so this is the thing that we always have to keep in mind in the spiritual life. It's not how important you are, but maybe more importantly, how unimportant you are in the eyes of the world and those who are supposedly somebody. You know, when you look at the world today, when we look, maybe you think, well, no one knows me. I don't appear in the news. You probably have a greater chance of becoming a saint than those who are in the news, who are considered, you know, important or someone that's to be sought out. They probably have a much more difficult path to holiness. And so let us, you know, from St. Didicus today, pray for all Franciscan brothers, all those who are little in the eyes of the world, that we too may be little in the eyes of the world, that we may be humble, that humility which is so important in the spiritual life, so that God can raise us up. And prudent, as our Lord once again in the Gospel is talking about the importance of prudence. He's kind of, you know, he praises those of the world, how they know how to handle themselves, how to get what they want. Those who are worldly know how to achieve their goals. They seem to be more adept or maybe more zealous in working out their plans than the people who are followers of Christ are. You know, when we look today at the world and we see how the evil one has used the people in this world have promoted their agenda for all their lies, you know, especially with you can look at the promotion of homosexuality. They really have done a good job of selling that lie. And here we are, people, we are the children of the light. We have the truth. And it seems that we are so ill-prepared, or it seems so inept at getting out that message. We could learn some things, what our Lord is saying. We must learn that kind of prudence to achieve the good things and the truth and to promote what is for our own salvation and the salvation of others. We should have that same, those zeal and that prudence to work out our program. We know what we need to do for ourselves, and especially, you know, in preaching the gospel, the truth that we needs to be out there. We need to have that same kind of prudence and that same kind of adept planning to work out our salvation and to spread the gospel. Let us pray that we will truly, you know, put into practice those things that we have. We have so much. We have everything because we have God behind us. And we need to become more courageous, prudent, zealous, and wise. As our Lord says, wise as a serpent, but as innocent as a dove in spreading the gospel in our world today. Let us look to the saints like St. Didicus today to help us to do that. By first of all, humbling ourselves so that God can make use of us. It is only the humble that God can use. The proud are not much use to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.